With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana State University Northern has resolved a discrimination complaint filed last year by a Native American student group. The Havre-based university and the Sweetgrass Society student group signed on to the agreement, which settles the complaint alleging racial discrimination and First Amendment violations at the school. Senior Amy Murdoch is the Sweetgrass Society's president.
We got everything we asked for. Our main thing of what we wanted was to move forward in a positive change so that other Native American students and other minority students could come to Northern and not feel discrimination.
The complaint filed last year with the Montana Human Rights Bureau centered around an incident involving Northern's Hello Walk. That's an outdoor staircase where campus student clubs paint various messages. In 2016, the Sweetgrass Society painted hashtag No Dapple on the stairs to protest construction of the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline. As Yellowstone Public Radio reported last year, an organization inside the Office of Student Activities decided the hashtag was vandalism and painted over the Sweetgrass Society steps. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana represented the group in its complaint against the university. Alex Raitt is the ACLU's legal director.
The claim was that the university unlawfully discriminated against the students by painting over their step when it didn't do the same with other student groups. And furthermore, that the university chilled or violated the students' First Amendment rights to free speech.
The agreement announced Monday resolves those complaints and includes several components. Again, Alex Raitt.
For starters, there will be a diversity education program for students, faculty, and staff that includes annual implicit bias training so that people understand the challenges that confront Indigenous students at MSU Northern. There's a plan that will be in place to acknowledge racial diversity issues and a review of the hiring processes at the university to ensure that there are candidates of color and Indigenous candidates for openings with the university.
MSU Northern's new Director of Indian Education, Margaret Campbell, describes the mediation process as
one of the more emotional processes I've ever been involved in. But at the end of the day, what came out of that is that the chancellor and the Sweetgrass students have a much better relationship, a much healthier reciprocal relationship.
Sweetgrass Society President Amy Murdoch is optimistic but acknowledges change doesn't happen overnight.
The administration and faculty are, you could tell some of them are really trying, but I kind of feel like it is too early to tell. You know, we still have a lot of work to do.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.